and welcome to the very latest Marketing Pit Stop. As always, I'm your host, Matt Tudge. This week, we've got lots of news from Google, Bing, and social. Let's take a pit stop and get into it. So starting with Google, we've got a few things to talk about. To start with, they're testing ads in local business profiles. These are third-party ads that can't be removed by the business owner and can appear on both desktop and mobile devices. At this moment in time, this only applies to a small group of whitelisted advertisers. They've also streamlined shopping ad labeling. So late last year, you might recall that they updated their labeling for shopping ads across mobile devices. They're now looking to roll this out onto desktop. Once rolled out, the sponsored label that's currently present will be replaced with the ads label. So staying with Google, they've also introduced a new feature for image search, which shows quick facts about the images you see. So this is in the form of a knowledge panel that can be opened and expanded to display information about the image. Google's been testing the feature for a few weeks, and it now appears to be fully launched. Due to the update, you may also start seeing more traffic coming in from Google Images. You can take advantage of this further by trying to get your images featured in Google Images, and you can do that by including a descriptive file name for your image and descriptive alt text as well. Finally, from Google, they've started to extend the fairly new free Google Shopping product listings into the main search results. So they've announced that their knowledge panel product listings will now be organic instead of sponsored. So the listings are usually triggered on searches for specific products. Moving away from Google now, we have an update from Bing. So they've made several changes, significant changes, to their webmaster guidelines. The updates delve into how Bing crawls, indexes, and ranks web content. We'd recommend reviewing the new guidelines to get a better understanding of how Bing works and how it differs to Google. Moving away from Google and Bing and heading over to the world of social. Starting with Instagram, they're testing a new story layout. So this new stories layout or experience gives the stories feature more focus within the app. What they're testing is something that will enable users to see more stories by adding two rows at the top and a new expanded stories area that will display all available stories in full screen. On to Facebook now. They've announced that they'll be giving stories with original reporting a boost in the newsfeed. So this comes following the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, which has put pressure on the social giant to take increased action against misinformation and hate speech on the platform. So it's a very welcome update from us. Finally, from Facebook this week, and to wrap up this episode of the WDA Marketing Pit Stop, Facebook has closed Lasso. So this was an app it launched 18 months ago to take on TikTok. As similar apps, what it did, it enabled users to record short 15-second videos with popular music and songs overlaid. The close of Lasso likely means that Facebook will put all of its energy and focus into Instagram Reels to compete in the space with TikTok. So that's it for the very latest WDA Marketing Pit Stop and all the most important digital marketing news and updates from the last couple of weeks. Ensure you don't miss another episode by subscribing to our podcast. Check out our blog and follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Until next time.